Owners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Ortiz in studio for you with an open phone line with your name on it. That's right, open phones today. No agenda on my part. 803-0930 is the number for you here. Pick up the phone right now and get on the air. Let's talk about what's going on around your house as we get you ready for Christmas. 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930. Text me at 30930. Email me, hammertime@cortiz.net. Check out the Cortiz website. Everything we do is there. Our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Kitchina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our small projects division, brand new to us, and our revamped handyman service, now for services of a day or less, including things like hanging Christmas lights. And a little bit more responsive now with our new format, we can get to you quicker. So to keep that in mind, we've revamped that department. We've limited it now to projects of 8 hours or less. And we've created what we're calling our small projects division, which would then take over from there and bring you up to a partial bathroom, partial kitchen. And then, of course, our major renovations division, which does everything else from full kitchens, full bathrooms, room additions, whole house makeovers, and all of the things of that kind. All that information is at our brand new Cortiz.net. So 803-0930, as I say, open phones today. Whatever you'd like to speak about is fine with me, as I want to make sure I thank these two students and the teacher, Mr. Egging, from Alden High School last Saturday for a very lively discussion about what they're doing there. Bulldog Manufacturing, a manufacturing facility inside a high school. Fascinating. And we, of course, offered to partner with the Bulldog folks about incubating the trades here in Western New York. One way to do that is by nurturing it at the high school level. And we're glad to see that Alden has embraced that. I heard that something similar is going on at another high school, too. And I've got to do a little bit more research before we talk about it. But maybe the tide's starting to turn, huh? Maybe we're starting to see the pendulum swing the other way. So I certainly would be inspired by that. And we'll bring that information to you as we learn about it. As we get ready for the upcoming winter and with Christmas around the corner season, how about a nice, cozy, warm fire? Of course, we want to make sure our fireplace is clean and safe. And some tips for you this Saturday morning here. Keep in mind, some of this stuff is super duper common sense, but I guess you know what it's like today with common sense. It seems that nobody has any. Fireplaces should not be used as furnaces. Use a fireplace for a short duration fire, no longer than 5 hours. Keep the glass doors open to allow air to draw up to cool the chimney, but keep the screen closed to prevent sparks from jumping onto the carpet. Never leave a fire unattended when children are in the house. Adults, even if near, should not allow children to play near or with fire tools. Open a window when using a fireplace to prevent the room from becoming smoky. The air coming in from the window will go up the chimney to create what's known as the draw. Before making a fire, open the glass doors, pull aside the screen curtains, place the kindling newspaper and logs inside. Next, open the damper and the window. The window needs to be open only a few inches. You can check to make sure the smoke will go up the chimney properly by lighting a match, quickly blowing it out, and watching the smoke to see whether it's going up and out. You always need to start creating that draw. Keep a non-flammable rug available at a fireplace supply store in front of the fireplace so that sparks won't melt or otherwise damage your carpeting. Use fireplace tools to handle burning logs. Never use your hands. Use a chimney cap to prevent water damage, to keep animals from nesting, and to keep debris from blocking the chimney and causing carbon monoxide to flow into the house. Use a spark arrestor to help prevent sparks from flying out, which could start a fire on the roof or the lawn. Glass doors may develop tough stains from flames and heat. To clean them, make sure the glass doors are cool, then scrape off any thick gunk deposits with a razor blade. Add a squirt of liquid dishwashing detergent to a bucket of warm water, or add a cup of vinegar to a gallon of water. Spray or sponge the cleaner on, and then wipe it away with newspaper, which is lint-free. Another option is to buy glass cleaner at a fireplace store. Fireplace coals can remain hot. Hot enough to start a fire for up to 3 days. So always wait at least that long before removing them. At any point, close the damper to prevent cold air in the flue from stirring up the excess dust while you're removing the ashes. Be sure to wear a dust mask and open a window in the same room as the fireplace to prevent negative air pressure. Use a shovel to scoop the ashes into a metal container. Store the container far from combustible materials and surfaces, as well as any wood floors. Never use a vacuum cleaner to clean up ashes, because live coals may remain in those ashes. Have a certified chimney sweep inspect and clean your chimney. And more often, if you use it more often, have him show you how to do check it out yourself to make sure that there isn't an excessive amount of creosote buildup. The recommendation is a cleaning about every 80 fires. And be sure to be aware about creosote and the potential hazard of a chimney fire as a result of creosote buildup. Did you know that you can shine brass fireplace utensils with Worcestershire sauce and a toothbrush? Yeah, you can clean the firebox, the area where the fire is actually burning, at least once a week during the months you use it. When ash builds up, leave about an inch of ash because it acts as an insulation, allowing the coals to heat faster and retain the heat easier. Keep the firebox completely clean during the months when you're not using your fireplace. And to clean any exterior slate, hearth, wash dry, and coat it with lemon oil every 6 weeks to make it shine. For cleaning exterior brick hearths, buy a brick cleaner at the fireplace store. There you go. Tips for a safe fire. And if we have time, we'll talk about how to buy firewood, too, this Saturday morning here on WBEN. But we're lining up your calls at 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Snyder on Main Street and to the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there, not too far from the 290, and say good morning to branch manager Richard Greco. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Dominic.
How are you today? Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas right back at you. Happy holidays to your listeners, and doing great this morning despite the rain. But I'm
cutting
grass, so it's not too bad.
There you go. Certainly stay tuned to News Radio 930 for the latest on the pending weather issue that we're about to have today. I guess we're going to get some snow. And it's that time of year where we're thinking about Christmas and maybe not thinking about the equity in our home, but instill. Ongoing at Lakeshore Savings Bank is the 3.5 fixed for a year home equity line of credit.
That is correct. You know, besides the great mortgage rates we have, the home equity has been our big seller all year long, as you know. 3.5% fixed for 1 year, no fees, great rate after that. Any time of the year is a great time to take a look
at the
product and look around your house for things that you want to do, college funding, buying a car, larger vacation, whatever the case may be. So many purposes, many uses for the home equity, and still offering that great rate.
And great rates are really what Lakeshore is all about. Not only do we have great rates on home equity, we have great rates on mortgages, and we're paying great rates for accounts.
We are. We're paying 2% on a savings account, both on a retail side and on a business, even for nonprofits. We got a great four-month CD rate at 1.65. We got great checking accounts with iSave benefits, and we've got a new program, LS Rewards, that earns points every time you use your debit card. And when you open an account here at Lakeshore, it also offers you points for opening an account and referring someone, a neighbor, friend, or family member to Lakeshore, and they get points and you get points. So Christmas season might be coming to an end here for shopping, but for 2020, great way to save points and buy gifts for all your needs for next year.
All right. There we go. Very well said, Richard Greco. The phone number there at the Snyder branch, please.
898-2101, 898-2101. And as always, Dominic, I wish you and the listeners a great weekend, as well as, again, a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and go Bills.
There you go. for 128 years. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
David Bellavia here. It's hard to believe it, but storm season is right around the corner. Be ready. Call Vastola Heating and Cooling for a clean and tuned special. Vastola will do a thorough check of your heating system, including carbon monoxide leaks. And be ready if the power goes out. Have Vastola tune up your generator or install a new natural gas one. Stay safe and comfortable if you lose power. Natural gas is your best energy value. For over 70 years, Vastola has delivered expert, state-of-the-art service and installation at a fair price. If it's time for a new natural gas furnace or boiler, Vastola can help. They can even take care of manufacturer and national fuel rebates on qualifying systems. And Vastola's warranty can't be beat. 5 years on labor, 10 years on parts, and 5 years of free maintenance. That's 5 years of tune-ups included with every installation. Now that's complete peace of mind.
Vastola Heating and Cooling.
Call 827-8652.
Get comfortable with us.
At Scanlon's, everything we draw turns to gold.
I'm Todd Scanlon.
And I'm Brady Scanlon from Scanlon Jewelers. If you can dream it, we can make it. Come in and meet our artists and jewelers and watch them turn your holiday vision into reality.
Stop into our new expanded showroom in the same great location on Main Street. Our jewelers are right here on site. We never ship your rings out for sizing. If your ring needs to be sized, you'll have it back in a day, not a month. Plus, battery changes while you wait. We can do any repair on any piece of jewelry without shipping it out.
If your diamond was stolen, lost, or broken, our experts will work with your insurance company to make you whole again.
If you need a certified diamond, we have it. If you have a diamond, I'll buy it. If you have gold, I need it.
Scanlon Jewelers, 5735 Main Street in Williamsville.
Everyone at Scanlon Jewelers wishes you and your family the happiest of holiday seasons.
Without ECMC, a car crash would have ended my life.
I would have been far from home and hope.
The on-field accident would have ended my story.
And our son Nate wouldn't be a healthy high school senior today.
ECMC was there for all of us in the darkest times when we needed them the most.
And with your support today, to help ECMC build its new trauma center and emergency department,
many more lives can be saved.
We've nearly reached our fundraising goal.
But we still need your help.
Because if ECMC wasn't there,
I wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't be here.
Our son wouldn't be here.
So please, give to save lives today.
Donate today at supportecmctrauma.org.
Well, you might not want to hear this right now, but pretty soon, Santa Claus is coming to town. He's bringing a sled packed with toys and 8 reindeer. Yeah, that's a lot of weight on your roof. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here, and no one wants to have the house that Santa got hurt on. Yeah, if you want to make sure your roof problems get fixed, call my friends that'll fix it right. My friends at Ava Roofing. Ava works year-round, no matter the weather. So while the seasonal guys are hanging their stockings, if you call Ava, you'll get the same superior service and value winter, spring, summer, and fall. Now, one of the things I love about Ava is that there's always an expert foreman on every job to ensure that your roof looks and functions perfectly. Call Ava Roofing for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. You'll be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. They'll come over and give you a free estimate. Visit them online, avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. Oh, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:22 is the time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio for you. Anything around the house at 803-0930. Texture writes, can I leave a window AC unit in place over the winter? Does it need a cover of some kind? Well, the concern I would have about a window AC unit would be the infiltration of cold. So a cover may be appropriate. If it's impossible to remove it, then I would suggest that. It's going to make the difference between whether that's a cold source for air and drafts over the winter months. If you can remove it, I would. That way you can shut the window, lock it up, and be done with any draft as a result of having the window tightly closed. But if you can't remove it, yeah, maybe possibly a cover might be in order. It's going to really make a difference, as I said, with the draft. To the phones we go, and Wefield and Mike, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. If you have a standby natural gas generator and you need to increase the gas meter size, does that always mean you have to increase the size of the pipe that goes from the house to the street?
Yes.
Always?
Yes.
The standard pipe won't handle it?
No, that's exactly what you're speaking about happened to me. I had to... It wasn't because of the generator, though. It was because of the combination of my furnace, my boiler furnace, and my tankless hot water heater. The draw between the two of them when they were both running required a larger meter.
We did a survey, and it showed, like, I guess the standard meter is 350,000 BTUs, and our total load, new load, you know, including the gas used by the generator, would be 425 BTUs.
Yeah.
So the standard pipe from the street to the house.
That would have to be upsized as well as the meter. And
so they usually put the smallest size pipe in they can from the street to the house?
I think that they put in what's considered, you know, the average rate of consumption size, you know, the meter and the line that comes from the main. So, you know, we ran into this. I was having a problem with an error code coming up on my boiler, and no one could figure out why, and it was due to the oscillation of the gas flow. And, you know, we upsized the meter, and there's more to the story. It involved a meter replacement as well by National Fuel. They came through and did meter replacements, and they never stopped to scrutinize my consumption. So it was a bit of a long ordeal for me to get that resolved, but we did.
They didn't put the they didn't question about the larger pipe.
Correct. Correct. And they say they don't normally do that. They don't ask that question. And you would seem to me that in today's day, with these kinds of appliances drawing what they do, that they should ask that question, you know? But anyway, so we got it resolved, and it fixed the problem.
You would think they would ask that question.
Yeah, you would think. You would think.
Talk about safety, everything else.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So yeah, I don't know, though, that the generator would
what?
Well, maybe because it does run that half an hour a week.
No, the thing is, though, like if it ran, you know, when a generator runs, it draws, of course, depending on your load. At half a load, you're going to only do about 218,000 BTUs.
Mm-hmm.
And
I see, yeah.
But the standard size pipe to the house generally won't handle a generator, I guess. They don't figure that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would probably recommend that you consult with National Fuel and see what they have to offer you as far as any aid with this. Have you done that?
Well, I got a call saying, you know, that, you know, it takes a long time for this stuff to go through to try to contact them. We're talking over a year, you know, and...
Really?
I said, well, you're going to need a new meter. I said, okay, fine, you can install it, but they didn't mention anything about the pipe.
Yeah, well, they go hand in hand. Obviously, the supply line has to be large enough to
think about that.
Yeah, the supply line has to match up with the capacity of the meter. I would suggest you call their. They have a construction department, and they're pretty responsive. I know that they. I was speaking with them, back and forth when I was going through that issue.
I think they pay for the pipe from the house to the street if there's a problem, but.
No, yeah, this is something that I had to pay for.
One and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that I had to pay for this. So
you said the problem with your boiler, what happened with it?
It was throwing an error code. Nobody could figure out why, and it was because of the oscillation of the gas flow. You know, like say, for example, if the tankless hot water tank was running, the tankless hot water heater, rather, let's say that was running, that would draw and it would take away from what was going to the boiler. And so that would cause a error code. The boiler would stop running. So that's what it was related to.
Okay.
All right.
I'll probably contact them.
All right, Michael. Let me know how this turns out for you.
Yeah.
Michael's line is now free for you. Give us a call here at 803-0930. And before we hit the news at the bottom, let's say good morning to Darren Cotton. He's got a big fundraiser going on today. Hey, Darren, how are you? Ah, gee, we lost him. Okay, Darren, if you want to give us a call back, we would certainly love to get you on the air and speak about the fundraiser going on today. Let's see. A texter writes in, the guy is talking about the gas pipe from the street. The pipe size from the meter must be increased. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. The line from the meter to the main would have to be upsized to accommodate the larger gas flow. To clarify that, that's exactly what we were speaking about. Okay, here's Darren Cotton. Hey, Darren, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, we lost you there. We're glad you're back. And you've got a big fundraiser going on today. Tell us about it.
So that was actually last weekend.
Oh, it was last weekend.
For Dare to Repair.
Oh, today is the Day to Repair. Okay, tomorrow's my birthday, so I'm getting old. So I'm losing my train of thought here with what's going on with Darren Cotton. So, okay, forgive me. There's a repair clinic today.
Yes, we are at Southside Elementary down in South Buffalo, 430 Southside Parkway.
Right.
We are here until noon, and yeah, it's been a full house since we started at 9 a.m. So lots of lamps, vacuums, stand mixers getting fixed.
All right, so if you have any of those items you'd like to get them fixed, go and see Darren right now at the repair clinic. It's going on today till noon, correct?
Yep, we'll be here till noon.
And say the school again?
Sure, it's Southside Elementary, which is at 430 Southside Parkway.
Okay. Sorry, we missed speaking about your fundraiser last week.
Oh, no worries. It was a smash hit. We raised just over $10,000 for the tool library, so really awesome stuff. We can't thank our community enough.
There you go. All right, Darren, thanks for calling in. Darren Cotton from the tool library and the repair clinic today in South Buffalo. Bottom of the hour, top of the news. Mike Baggerman standing by. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories that we're following for Saturday, December 14th. We do have some winter weather that we want to let you know about, starting with the big one happening in the southern tier. There's a winter storm warning that starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It goes until 7 a.m. Sunday. Anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of snow is expected to come down, and specifically in the southern tier, Wyoming, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and southern Erie counties are under this umbrella. Then there's also a winter weather advisory that starts at 2 this afternoon, goes until midnight for Niagara, Orleans, Monroe, Genesee, and northern Erie counties. And this isn't that fluffy snow.
It's going to be a wet snow, and we'll really feel that here when we're shoveling it. It's going to be heavy water content and much harder to move than the fluffy lake effect snow.
That's David Thomas from the National Weather Service. If you head over to WBEN.com, you can get the full scoop on today's winter storms that are set to come down in the region. Elsewhere, the green light law technically takes effect today. However, Erie County can't implement it yet because it doesn't have the software. The law will, for all intents and purposes, begin on Monday. Advocates against the law faced another defeat yesterday after a federal judge struck down a lawsuit in Rensselaer County. Sports betting has begun in Western New York, specifically at Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Sportsbooks can only be accepted at that casino, but not yet at any state-operated one. Seneca Nation President Ricky Armstrong said he hopes to see mobile betting come to Seneca casinos as early as 2021. That's if the state legislature can pass mobile betting in this year's session. Your first alert forecast for the rest of the weekend. Of course, we do have the winter storms we're watching, but also just in general. High of 39 today with breezy conditions, gusts of 40 miles an hour. Tonight, lows will drop right around 30 degrees. Tomorrow and Monday, we'll see a high of 33 degrees. Tomorrow, it's not going to be that bad. Just cloudy throughout most of the day with a little bit of snow. The snowstorm should come back to the region on Monday. Right now in Buffalo, it's 38 degrees at 10:32. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bath from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating an elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, by the way, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Many individuals who seek refuge at the Buffalo City Mission this Christmas season find themselves lost and at the edge of despair. For just $1.98, you can not only provide a nourishing meal, but also give a Christmas blessing that symbolizes bright hope for each person who comes through their doors. That meal can be the first step in starting a new life. To make a donation today, visit BuffaloCityMission.org and help to make this season bright for those in need.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. As the weather cools down outside, you'll be warm and comfortable inside when you get a recliner, sofa, or lift chair with heat and massage. Now, when you're watching your favorite team, win or lose, you'll be comfortable, and no matter what your home looks like, with 700 fabric choices, we can build it to your taste. Stop in and see our huge selection of furniture, dining tables, and two-sided reversible mattresses. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Wouldn't it be nice to have some extra cash in your pocket for the holidays? Well, Marty Pecoraro, senior owner of Riverfront Auto Sales, has a phenomenal idea that'll put some cash in your pocket.
If you've been thinking of selling your vehicle, Riverfront will pay you cash for your car today.
We got cash for you.
Bring us your vehicle in December, and not only will we give you cash for your car, we'll also give you $500 on top of the Kelley Blue Book value.
If you've got a vehicle you want to sell, just bring it to Riverfront Auto Sales on Niagara Street, and Marty Sr. and Marty Jr. can pay you up to $500 over Kelley Blue Book value.
Riverfront gives you more for your trade-in.
$500 more.
Let Riverfront take away the hassle of trying to sell your car on Craigslist.
Come to Riverfront Auto Sales and get cash for your car today.
Call Riverfront Auto Sales for details at 886-1626. That's 886-1626.
We got cash for you.
Check them out online at RiverfrontAutoSales.com. That's RiverfrontAutoSales.com today.
Riverfront Auto Sales.
So the garage door at the Cortez household stopped working the other day. Yep, the torsion spring went. Called my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear, and Joe sent out an angel. Yeah, actually, that's his name, Angel. And he fixed it. Yeah, put up a new torsion spring. Only did what he had to do. That's all I needed was a new torsion spring. He didn't try to upsell me with anything. Still same garage door, just a brand new torsion spring. So if you need your garage door repaired, folks, especially during the winter months. My friends at Gorilla Garage Gear can take care of that for you, as well as get you ready for springtime for a Gorilla floor. That's right. It's a state-of-the-art overlay coating with long-lasting durability. And whenever you go to Gorilla Garage Gear for any of your garage needs, they will give you Hammer Time Radio discounts. Just mention you talked to Dominic and the Dominic sent you, and they'll give you an extra special discount. Here's the number. It's 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Call them today. Get your garage door fixed. Get your garage organized. And plan for that Gorilla floor for the springtime. 715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. GorillaGarageGear.com. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Has it really been 30 years? Is Dominic Cortese even 30 years old? It's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortese.
Stop. Hammer Time. Actually, tomorrow is my birthday, and 63 will be the age. So yes, I am older than 30 years old. But that's how old the show is, 30 years old, yes, and we're glad we're here for you each and every Saturday morning on WBEN. 803-0930, participate in the program right now. I've got an open phone line with your name on it. Back to the gas meter question from an earlier caller. Somebody texts in that I blew it for the guy. I don't really understand what you mean by that. I think we set it straight that there is definitely a connection between the gas line that comes from the main, the gas main, to your house and the capacity of the gas flowing through that line as it relates to the meter. So there's an equation that needs to be done based on the appliances that you're trying to operate. And again, I went through this, so I can speak firsthand that that's indeed what happened to me. Let's see here. Let's go back to the phones and speak with Dan calling us from Chickawaga. Good morning, Dan. We're at your house.
Good morning. Just first, so you know, Dominic, I've been listening for a number of years, but I work in the HVAC generator supply industry.
Oh, good.
And there could be an additional issue here besides what you're talking about.
Okay.
I suspect the gas line. I suspect it's an improper install.
Of what?
Of the generator from the internal in the house, from the gas line running to the generator.
Okay, so explain what do you think would be improper.
Okay, well, a lot of mistakes made is because the gas valve takes a half-inch pipe
right
to receive. That pipe cannot usually exceed more than 12 inches. It's got to come off a three-quarter-inch run. The mistake being made is sometimes people will run, installers who aren't properly trained will run a 10-foot pipe or more than 12 inches, and it's not allowing the water column, which is how you measure gas pressure.
Okay.
To feed the generator as needed. The BTU content is not the measurement used in this industry for that particular item.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Now, explain something else to me, Dan.
Approximately at 3.5. If he's getting 3.5 or more water column, which is measured, HVAC guy can measure it, but might not be qualified to do the repair work.
Okay. Would you say that the...
That you have to be trained.
Okay. Would you say that the generator would need to be worked into the equation as to the overall capacity based on the draw from the meter? So the generator, the furnace, the hot water tank, all of that would be factored in together to decide on to determine the size of the meter?
Absolutely. That part could be... It could be a part of the problem.
Okay.
Don't suspect that. I suspect that it was an improper install. We've had this problem a couple of times at a couple of places I've worked at. It turned out they ran a half-inch pipe too long into the gas.
Yeah. I know that when my generator was installed, they did have to go with a three-quarter all the way from the source to the location of the generator.
Yeah, that would be one of the, just checking that and checking the water column at that point at the generator would be the first two things to be checked on, then backtrace it out.
Okay. I wouldn't have thought that the generator would be part of the equation for meter capacity because of the fact that it's not running as consistently as the furnace and the hot water tank would, but I guess when it is running, that would obviously affect the total draw.
Right, and it just the water column changes dramatically when you run that half-inch pipe longer than the 12-inch that most manufacturers recommend.
Yeah, okay. Very good advice, Dan. And you're in the generator business?
Yes, we sell them along with heating and cooling. I'd rather not give out which supply house I work for. But, I've been involved in the selling of them for over 10 years.
Okay. Well, I was going to let you tell us where you work.
Or that whoever this guy calls to just do another checkup, that they are...
Are you seeing a lot of this kind of improper install?
It could be. More in most cases, that's what it is.
Yeah. But are you seeing that as a common occurrence?
When that occurrence happens, as described, that more times than not, that's the issue.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for sharing, Dan.
All right,
Dan. Dan's line is now free at 803-0930. So there's definitely a connection then to the number of appliances you have and the capacity of the gas meter as to how that's going to allow all of these appliances to operate concurrently. And I guess the concurrent operation is really key and critical to determine the size of a gas meter. Texture writes, I was born in 1963 and I am 56. Since you are 63, does it mean you were born in 56? Let me do the math. Yes, cool. How it works that way, huh? Yeah, indeed, that's the year I was born, 1956. Yeah, ancient indeed. 803-0930, as we go back to the phones and speak with Joseph. Good morning, Joe. You're on WBEN.
Yeah, Dominic, I have a question. About my furnace.
Go ahead.
Maintenance done yesterday.
Okay.
And it's a Bryant furnace, and it's one of the high-efficiency ones. It's not even 10 years old. Are you aware of any lawsuits about bad heat exchangers on the Bryant furnaces? The guy mentioned everything was fine, but he went outside and checked the exhaust and measured 450 for carbon monoxide.
Really?
And he was saying the heat exchanger was going, but the furnace isn't even that old.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you know of anything about that.
I haven't heard, at least I don't recall hearing about any class actions on Bryant's. Perhaps somebody who's in the industry who's listening could give us a call if indeed they know, but certainly this is a very hazardous situation. Do you have a carbon monoxide detector in your home?
Upstairs, he mm-hmm. was recommending putting one in the basement.
Yeah, generally you'd want one near the furnace as well.
Yeah, but he was saying that it's venting outside, so it's not an immediate issue, but... What's your feeling?
I would think that it would be a very serious issue if you have a cracked heat exchanger. There's really nothing to fool around with that. It needs to be fixed immediately. In fact, if National Fuel heard that your heat exchanger was cracked, they would turn your gas off.
Uh-huh.
So definitely, are you getting this fixed?
Go ahead.
Are you getting this fixed?
Well, he gave me an estimate of... replacing the exchanger of like $1,100, but he said they were not selling the Bryant anymore and recommending either Trane or Lennox. He said if they replaced it with another Bryant one, they couldn't guarantee how long it would last.
Have you gone back to the original installer?
That's who it was.
Oh.
He said there was a warranty on the exchanger, but it's the labor that costs so much to put an exchanger in. It's like a whole day job.
So what is he recommending then, that you replace the entire furnace?
Well, he said it was up to me. He said you could do the exchanger, but he couldn't guarantee how long it would last, because Bryant had this issue. I just don't know. I would assume to replace a whole furnace, it would probably run, like 3,000 to 4,000, something like that? Or
yeah, I would think so. Well, I think we need to do a little research on whether that's indeed the case. If anybody can help us with this, let's get a phone call in right away before the show ends so that we can help Joe determine whether there is a issue with Bryant furnaces and whether he should just replace the heat exchanger or replace the entire furnace. I haven't heard of anything, as I said, but we'll throw it out there and hopefully we'll get a call back, Joe, on this, and we'll put it right on the air. So stay listening to the show. In the meantime, during the week ahead, I'll do a little research on this for you, and we can maybe speak about it next week.
Oh, okay. That, I'd appreciate it. Is that the proper way to measure the carbon monoxide in the outside exhaust pipe?
Well, it's not as important as far as hazards go as to the inside. But the reason he's measuring that is to see what spent fuel is being exhausted, and it is important that it be measured on the outside, but also equally and probably more important that we know what is happening on the inside. So I would put a carbon monoxide detector downstairs until we get this fixed.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate the recommendation.
Okay. Thanks for the call, and thanks for bringing us the information on this, and hopefully we'll get an answer for you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right, Joe. Joe's line is now free at 803-0930. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. But we certainly don't want anyone to be affected by the improper venting of a furnace, and carbon monoxide could be a serious risk. And everything that goes on with your furnace is certainly something you should pay attention to, including the air that flows through your ductwork. Let's face it, winter has embraced our area, and there's no escaping the indoors. Indoor air can be 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, and the 50 million dead skin cells per person per day doesn't help. The dead skin cells, the bacteria, the mold, dust mites, and worse, then the dust mite feces all settling and collecting in your ductwork, and it's not healthy for you and your family. Now, my friends at Indoor Air Professionals can make all of that go away. They'll come out with a patented column duct cleaning system, and they'll blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, they'll suck it all out. They are effective and thorough. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. And, you know, it's a good time to remind people, besides, you know, obviously, as you said, when you do the thorough duct cleaning, it can take care of a myriad of minor sinus, which we tend to get because we're trapped inside, which is that 100 times more polluted sometimes than outdoor air. And we do it 6 days a week throughout the coldest temperatures because the average house, everything is so efficient and effective that it's 2 to 4 hours, depending on the size of the house.
Mm-hmm.
We bring in space heat if necessary, and just everything is guarded to protect your
house. There you go.
Keep it very clean and warm, and so you can breathe better over the holidays.
All right. Christmas is around the corner, Peter, and we want everyone to have clean indoor air for all of their family and friends that gather around for the Christmas season. And we need an extra special Hammer Time Radio discount for them to call you today.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. First of all, Lori is manning the phones today, so be patient with her. So, you know, in terms of we get a lot of calls and there's only a couple lines coming in. So leave a message with detailed information if it goes into voicemail. And she has amazing medical grade air purifiers. Don't forget about those. They make a wonderful Christmas gift.
Okay.
And there's always the Canberra product line. And the high-capacity dehumidifiers.
There you go. 683-3000. You only get these Hammer Time Radio discounts right now by calling Indoor Professionals. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Are you thinking about selling an old diamond? Whatever you do, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Quite simply, TAG Jewelers is the area's most trusted diamond dealer. Whether loose or set in jewelry, their experts have the knowledge and expertise to ensure you get the best value for your piece.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Of course, TAG also buys gold, watches, and coins. But if you have any diamonds to sell, don't risk having them undervalued. You'll get more for your diamond when you go to Western New York's diamond expert.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
If you're thinking of selling, make sure you get what you deserve. Talk to Western New York's most
most trusted buyer of diamonds, gold, and collectibles. Tag Jewelers in Cheektowaga at 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. House call appointments are also available. Remember, don't sell to anyone until you talk to Tag. Stop in, mention this ad, and get a coupon good for a free watch battery. Visit tagjewelers.com.
In 110 years, we've learned some hard roofing lessons. The biggest? The measure of a roof isn't how much it costs, but how long it lasts, leak-free. A roof built on price is different than a roof built on longevity. The same is true for roofing companies. While many have come and gone, William C. Rott stands firmly planted on thousands of leak-proof roofs.
Louis Texas Red Hots, official sponsor of the Buffalo Bandits, has been saucing up great food for over 50 years. Louis is known for its famous Texas sauce served on a Salins hot dog. And they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day long. So sauce your dogs, sauce your fries, sauce your eggs. Come in and get the sauce to go. Food shouldn't just taste good, it should taste sawesome. Go to LouisTexasRedHots.com and find a location near you. Louis Texas Red Hots. Sauce it!
David Bellavia here with my friend Dean Jackson from Keller Chevrolet. You know, we're not going to talk about the great deals you get when you get your new or used vehicle from Keller. Today we're going to talk about Operation Toy Soldier. First of all, thanks for always putting veterans first in everything you do.
It's our privilege, David. And we have 8 veterans in our family, so we know the sacrifices that are made by our vets. But let's talk about Operation Toy Soldier. We team up with our dear friend Charles Castiglia from Lakeside Memorial Funeral Homes to collect unwrapped toys for the Buffalo VA Homeless Program and the Friends and Family Support Association of the Niagara Falls Air Force Base. Last year, we distributed over 1,000 toys, and if you could see the impact you make, it's great.
Dean, that's really fantastic. Helping our veterans that are integrating back into society and that those that are serving right now, that's big. So folks, if you want to put a smile on the face of our heroes' kids this Christmas, drop an unwrapped toy off at Keller Chevrolet on Genesee at Union in Cheektowaga or either location of Lakeside Memorial Funeral Homes in Hamburg or West Seneca. Dean, what a guy.
No, it's Charlie. And Charlie, what a guy.
When I see someone working hard, I want to give them money. Just ask my team. We are a hard-working home comfort company. If you bring it daily, I'll keep your schedule and your pockets full. They say when you're ready to learn, a teacher will appear. If you have mechanical or electrical experience, I'll teach you the rest. Call the office now. We've got work to do.
Comfort is always on call.
If it were you, who would be the most trusted choice for home care? A stranger or someone you love? For some families, staying home with a parent or grandparent just isn't financially feasible. But with Trusted Choice Home Care, you can get paid to look after a loved one. To learn more about getting paid to provide home care for one of your relatives, text TRUST to 30930. Text and data rates apply. Trusted Choice Home Care. There's no substitute for care provided by a loved one.
Hammer time. 10:55 is the time here on WBEN, and we hit a nerve with this talk about the heat exchanger and the Bryant unit. We've got a caller on the line who is going to be talking to us about that now, but some texters are writing in about whether he should replace the furnace or not, and someone suggested National Fuel with rebates. That are 95% efficient, furnaces that are 95% efficient are $500 to $525. Go to nationalfuelforthought.com. Someone else writes, it may be worth the caller's money to buy a new, more efficient furnace, get the National Fuel rebate for it, and not worry anymore about having a brand new furnace. Sometimes it's better to get a new car instead of pumping all kinds of money into your broken old one. You benefit of the technology and warranty as well. And another texture, a more fuel-efficient furnace means you're paying less in the long run. But the problem, of course, everybody's missing is that he said it was only 10 years old. So let's speak to this caller, Jay, who I think you've had the similar situation occur at your house, Jay. Good morning.
Good morning, Dominic. Yes, exactly. And my furnace is a Bryant high efficiency, and it's about 9 years old. And I get it serviced every year. And last year, the gentleman that came out to service it, same company, by the way, that has been doing it every year, told me that, you know, it looks like I might be having some issues with my heat exchanger. He went out and he did a CO testing outside.
Okay.
It was borderline, but long story short is I I contacted Bryant myself. They do have a lifetime warranty on their heat exchangers.
Right.
And it does have a, they've been having an issue with them. And so I, there's two certified Bryant installer companies in Western New York that are certified by Bryant to install or repair Bryant furnaces.
Uh-huh.
So I did contact one of those companies, and it was just, I think it cost me like $145, $150 to have that heat exchanger replaced.
Okay.
And so I did have it done. I never really, you know, the carbon monoxide, I believe the gentleman's name was Joe.
That's right.
Seems a little bit on the high end. And if his furnace is 10 years old, I think by code, they have to have a CO, a hardwired CO.
That's right.
Smoke detector also installed.
That's correct.
So, it's a good idea to still double check it, because if the CO detector is 10 years old, it may not be.
Yeah, well, they expire now. They've got they're dated and they expire after 5 years. So you keep that in mind with your CO detectors. But I advised him he should have one near the furnace, and I think possibly either the technician was unaware of the warranty on the Bryant heat exchanger. But I'm glad you called to share that with us. So if he's still listening, Joe, you want to know that that heat exchanger is warranted for life, and a good labor number for replacement is about $150 to switch out the heat exchanger, not $1,100. So hopefully that'll set him straight.
Yeah, the company that does mine, they quoted me like an astronomical price to replace it. That's when I started, you know, doing a little bit of homework on myself, and I contacted Bryant, and they said, you know, no, the thing is exchanged, is 100% guaranteed, and
okay.
Time.
What I'll do is I'll look into who you're speaking about as far as the Bryant certified technicians, and maybe we can do a program on this.
Yeah, there's two of them in the area, and one I believe is like in Tonawanda, and
okay.
One is out in DePue.
If you think about it, Joe, send me an email, hammertime@cortese.net, with those names.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks, Dominic.
I appreciate it very much. Thanks for calling us in with that valuable information. Let's squeeze in one more, Greg in NT. Good morning, Greg.
Hi. I have a question. The flame produces the carbon monoxide, and the heat exchanger separates the flame area from the house warming air in the ducts.
Right.
So where does the carbon monoxide go if it doesn't go outside?
The venting to the outside is critical, and the reason why it's a risk to the residents is if the heat exchanger is cracked and it allows that CO to enter into the living space, which would cause the potential risk for contamination of carbon monoxide. Time has whizzed by. Thanks for sharing your hour with me. We'll see you next Saturday with our holiday show. Yeah, Jack Civiletto stops in. Have a great week in the meantime. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Staying up to date is as easy as asking your...